This is Shaman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Hello, everybody. It is the 5 o'clock hour on a Thursday. I'm Craig Shaman along with Pete Shepard on Southwest Florida Sports Leader 99.3 ESPN. You heard it. We got ourselves a big football game tonight. Normally, the Jets and the Browns, I'd look at that on the schedule and go, meh. But, I mean, we got a rookie quarterback with the Jets. We've got the Browns and their losing streak. It's got to snap at some time. They're actually a home favorite by 3 points, so we'll get into all that.
Crazy.
Here on Shaman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN. Roberto in the Cape, congratulations. He just got himself some tickets
Roberto
to the Steelers and the Buccaneers. In case you didn't know, and many of you did know my easy trivia question, in 1986, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers had the number one pick in the draft.
Steve Young.
No.
No.
God, you make...
It wasn't a great experience for him there, though.
I know it wasn't.
They drafted Bo Jackson, who never played a down for him. Bo Jackson apparently took a visit with Hugh Culverhouse before the draft. Hugh told him it'd be okay, but it wasn't okay. It was a violation of NCAA rules. He was still playing baseball and loved baseball. As you know, was a great two-sport star. It cost him his eligibility for his final year of baseball. Bo Jackson was ticked. He said he'll never play for the Buccaneers. And before the 1987 draft, the Buccaneers relinquished their draft rights to him, and the rest is history. So there you go. Mm-hmm. Bo Jackson could have been a Buccaneer. Woulda, coulda, shoulda. So Roberto got that right, and he's got himself two tickets to the game. So congratulations on all that. Do we have a Lumpy's Golf Twitter poll today? It's just very simple.
Yeah,
Jets
do.
Or Browns. Who do the people of Southwest Florida think is winning this game here tonight?
Well, it's consensus so far. We've got a lot of votes. And again, who you got tonight? 69% say Browns.
Wow. Everybody thinks the streak
more
is over tonight.
Then 2-1.
Wow. All right.
Wow.
That's very
right.
Good. What's a 609? I'd have a beer with Pete, still on the fence about you other knuckleheads.
You know, good. I don't want to have a beer with you either. First of all, Pete doesn't drink beer. So
yeah, I do occasion,
you're not a man
of
the people.
I'll have a vodka soda, and I'll buy your beer, 609. Thank you. I'd love to have a beer with
Pete
you.
Pete likes something a little higher class.
I just like beer.
I like beer.
No.
Big fan of beer.
I mean, I like other things, but
it's more of a...
Like tonight during the game, I'll be drinking a beer, right? Yeah.
See, tonight during the game, I might get into Crown Royal.
Really?
Yeah.
How come? Why tonight?
Well, they got me with advertising works, man. I bought a Dairy Queen Blizzard in the last month because of advertising,
yes.
And I've gotten back on the Crown Royal train because of advertising, because the water break commercials that they have during football games.
Yeah.
I enjoy them. I think they're funny.
Now, you're supposed to drink water to pace yourself? And
yeah.
Is that the whole idea?
Stay hydrated, all that good stuff, right?
Yeah. Do you find that to be a helpful tip? Or does
I don't do it.
Get in the way of your, you know, getting your drink on?
Have a drink, have a glass of water, have a drink, have a glass of water, that type of thing.
Yeah, I've never.
See, I go about it a little differently. I drink a lot, then I rest for an extended period of time. Then I try to rehydrate myself.
That's pretty good. I like that. All right, our number is 239-337 ESPN. You want to comment on tonight's game? We've got Hugh Jackson. Says the Browns, gosh darn it, are determined to get that elusive win.
Or somebody.
I think every game's crucial, and it's not just because we're on Thursday Night Football. I just think any time we're competing against another organization, another team, you know, we want to, you know, be at our best. And we haven't done that in a lot of tries, you know, two this year. So
couldn't count them
you
all.
Know, we've come a long ways. We think we're headed in the right direction as an organization, as a football team. But the only thing that can validate that is winning. You know, so I don't care if it's Thursday night, Sunday, Monday, it doesn't matter. You know, I think when we play, our goal is to go out and play well enough for four quarters to secure victory, and that's what we need to do.
See, this is the tricky part about tonight's game. The Browns are favored at home. We know that the road team on Thursday night is horrible. Our brains tell us that the Jets are better a team, right? But I don't know. I guess I want to go with the Browns tonight, but I'm convinced that they're going to find a way to lose it with a missed kick or a stupid penalty or something at the end. That's how I feel.
I would recommend, if you're putting some Skittles on it,
yeah,
I would recommend to tease this one. And I would tease the Jets. If you want the 7 points, you can buy a little extra,
yeah,
an extra Skittle.
Yeah.
So say you take the 7 points and make it a plus 10 for the Jets and over 34. I think that's pretty safe.
Change it up a little bit.
Yeah, I think it's pretty safe.
All right.
I don't like the three. The total, I mean, on paper, it looks like a really good underplay, but I don't know.
All right.
Too many stupid plays between these two teams. That's what I think. I think we can see some turnovers that lead to touchdowns.
Okay. Chris, what do you think about this texter? 863 says, try this. Had the Crown Royal and the Mountain Dew Ice.
I tend to stick with ginger ale when I go Crown.
No Coke?
Maybe water.
But Mountain Dew's not far. I mean, Mountain Dew ginger ale. I could,
but see, the problem with Mountain Dew, it's all the sugar. So if you have a few.
Diet Mountain Dew works.
I don't think that's Diet Mountain Dew that he sent on the picture.
I think it is, actually. Oh. No, that's regular.
That's Mountain Dew Ice.
That's regular.
Mountain Dew Ice is the one that's like you take one and you can, like, you know, you're flying.
Fly?
That's a lot of sugar. Like, you could bring that in as a snack for your kids' preschool.
No.
Too much sugar.
Nope.
All right, let's go to the phones. 239-337-ESPN. David, out by the airport. Sheeman and Shepard. David, how are you?
David.
Oh, pretty good. I know you're talking about the Browns. I'm old enough to remember watching Jim Brown run off the football field, and I will never forget the radio national news stating that Jim Brown has announced his retirement from football and going into full-time acting.
Yeah.
And I was crushed.
10 years, right? He played 10 years.
All right, now.
I got to come in for Chris because he's got a second one on the way, and it sounds like his two are going to be spaced apart about like my two.
Yeah.
So eventually, you know, you're going to have two in car seats, and one of them will be talkative.
Yeah.
The older one, of course.
Right.
Well, children see what they see, and they comment. And we were going up Metro Parkway to where it turns two-lane up to Hanson.
Mm-hmm.
And on the right corner is the Budweiser distributorship. And pulling in from their daily routes were all the big delivery trucks. And my son looks up and says, "Oh, mommy juice truck."
I love it.
That's pretty good.
Thank you.
Thank you, David. Appreciate that.
Wow.
Mommy juice truck.
My kid does know the beer. That's daddy's beer.
Yeah.
Daddy's beer.
That's a grown-up drink.
We don't drink that.
We don't drink that for another... Well, hopefully 19 years or something like
there
that.
There about.
Approximately.
Give or take.
Give or take.
Real quick, college football piece of news. Nebraska will play Bethune-Cookman on October 27th at Memorial Stadium. We don't know which Memorial Stadium because of the opening game Nebraska had canceled with, I forget who it was against.
Akron.
Akron Thunderstorms, the Zips. Our buddy Tim Branda was doing that game.
That's right. Yep.
Looks like Adrian Martinez may play against Michigan. He's looking better for Nebraska, by the way.
You want to go back on your Scott Frost Coach of the Year statement?
Yeah, Pete Shepard.
It'll be back to fruition after Big Red upsets Michigan this weekend.
Go Blue.
It's going to be a huge weekend this
weekend.
You're
not rooting for them.
Michigan's going to beat Nebraska.
Oh, I will absolutely be rooting for Michigan.
IU's going to pound Michigan State. I mean, it's on the Big Ten Network Saturday night. I got a big night plan. It's going to be good. But back to tonight. More on this big matchup with the Jets and the Browns. Sam Darnold talking about not making interceptions like he did against Chris's Dolphins. Here he is.
Well, I think for me, it was more of just understanding exactly where he is at all times. You know, I thought he went with the inside dude, so I tried to, you know, fit it outside and didn't realize he was there. Obviously, you know, if I saw that he was there, I wouldn't have thrown it. So, I mean, I just gotta be more aware and, you know, that's, again, I'm not making any excuses, but that's going to come with time.
All right. Let's see. Got to cut down those interceptions, Rook.
Well, when you're playing a ball-hawking defense like the Dolphins, you know, you're going to...
Ball-hawking, yeah.
How many interceptions through their first three or first two games?
Have you seen the social media wrath that Minka Fitzpatrick has had for owning up the patent for the name for Fitzmagic?
Yeah, look, I'm a big fan of Minka Fitzpatrick. Love everything about the kid.
Yeah.
Alabama background.
Yeah.
Now he's a Dolphin.
Yeah.
Aces in my book.
Right.
Don't do the patent.
Well, no. So he did the patent.
Well, he did.
But he's given it. He says, hey,
yeah, Ryan
tell the Buccaneers they can call my people and they can have it. Even though we've
for
got...
For a small fee.
That's not what he said.
Really?
That's not what he said.
Well, you know what? He went up even higher in my book now.
Yeah. But apparently he had it first. Like, there's somebody held up an Alabama jersey that said Fitzmagic from, like, back when. It's probably Chris.
Yeah, you know, Alabama doesn't get the credit that they deserve. They really invented the turnover item. They have the turnover belt.
Yeah.
And then Miami throws a few diamonds on a necklace, and all of a sudden it's the U that starts the turnover chain. And now it's just gone way too far with the turnover items.
It's offensive.
Florida State fans, you should be embarrassed for your turnover purse. It's a turnover purse.
Who's got the backpack?
That's what it is.
Yeah, it's
Florida State. No, I'll call it a purse or a satchel. It's ridiculous. It has gotten out of hand in college football.
Well, shouldn't Florida State not be drawing attention to themselves right now?
Right.
I mean, okay, congratulations. You got a turnover. I mean, your team is underperforming everywhere else.
Like if you had like a spear.
Yeah.
That's an appropriate turnover item for Florida State. The turnover spear.
Yeah.
Fear the spear.
All right.
Somebody protest that, saying it's too violent, it's a weapon, it's
Boise
racist.
State. Have you seen what Boise State does?
No.
I'm sure I have.
The turnover throne.
Oh, I saw that. Oh, that's the worst. I saw that. That's a lot of effort.
Nothing says team.
Throne.
Oregon has something stupid, too. It's insane.
It's gotten out of hand. Yeah. It's gotten out of hand. And I blame Miami. Even though Alabama started it,
I blame Miami. Everybody's copycat idiots.
Tiger Woods out on the putting green working on his game because closing out with an eagle, you know, he didn't get to putt on that last hole. So he's working on his game. Now, what's he got? I've seen Jordan Spieth practice putting with a white line of tape to kind of keep your pendulum straight. What's Tiger had some kind of pad underneath that. Well, I did cut away. Now I can't see it anymore.
I don't know.
All right, never mind. I'm always trying to work on my game.
You know, Tiger's big on releasing the putter. So really getting that toe to turn back over.
Controlled smacking, you're
almost closing the blade as you hit the golf ball. So if you think of the putter, the toe, the point furthest away from your body should almost open up on the backswing and close on the follow swing. That's Tiger's method of putting.
Still hit it straight.
Right.
Well, I would hook it.
And that's the proper way to putt if you have a blade. If you have a mallet putter, they're more engineered to go straight back, through.
Oh, really? Maybe that's my problem.
I still have to get my new putter because I have a Ping Xing.
A Ping Xing?
It's like 25 years old.
Yeah, it's old.
Yeah, it's old. And I need something more. By the way, those of you complaining, and I told you I would never, ever complain about the heat no matter what. And I don't. I mean, it gets a little hot and humid, but that's
way too hot right now.
No, really? Okay. Right now, and I don't know why this popped up on my Twitter, but it has.
Yes.
In Garrison, North Dakota, at 2 o'clock, a couple hours ago, all right?
Yeah.
The afternoon temperature with the wind chill was 34 degrees.
Yeah, but you went to the opposite side of the pendulum here. You went to North Dakota.
34 degrees?
And by the way,
in September 20th?
Fall is hitting across the country this weekend.
Literally on the calendar tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow.
It will feel like fall this week in college football. It'll look a little different.
Yeah.
You might start to see some foliage changing.
Are the leaves changing?
For Gators Knolls or for Gators Vols up in Knoxville.
You say foliage or foliage?
Foliage.
Because I've heard both. That's why I'm asking.
No, it's foliage.
I know.
Or have those that say foliage.
No, foliage. Those people don't know what they're talking about. All right. Carson Wentz. Going to be back on the field for the first time since December for the Eagles as they take on the Indianapolis Colts. And he expects that offense to get going pretty fast.
At the end of the day, I and really the whole offense, this whole organization, always has high expectations. You know, we expect to go out and start fast, play fast, be clicking. And so I truly believe that's a realistic expectation. Now, that's just football. You know, it's not always like that. So those things come, and you got to learn how to balance those ebbs and flows of the game and everything. But, you know, I think we all hold ourselves to high expectations around here.
All right, Carson Wentz.
I don't know why. I just have a feeling Philadelphia's going to have their way with the Colts. It's just a gut feeling.
Oh, yeah. I think so, too.
Even though some weapons are not there. And I just think it's a bad day for Indianapolis to go in there with Wentz. And like I said, Adam Schefter feels differently. He's like, well, maybe the Colts can catch him because he won't be as in sync.
There's got to be some sort of rust there.
Rust may be gone by the second quarter. Hmm. You know, I don't see the Colts going in there and giving them much of a game. I just don't.
Meanwhile, we hear from Bill Belichick, who is still denying that Josh Gordon not really on the team. We gave him He's got guy out there wearing number 10. But
he won't acknowledge him until he scores a touchdown. 12.
He's not really on the team. He's really
did he really score a touchdown,
plan.
Or did you just think he saw him score a touchdown?
I can't confirm that he's part of the game plan against the
it's not final
Lions.
Yet.
I'm pretty sure Matt Patricia doesn't know how to defend us because we won't tell him who's going to be on the team. Let's take a listen to my comments, please.
When you say you're still working through some transactions, we should not ask about Josh Gordon?
You can ask. I can't. We'll talk about it when it's done. If it's done. When it's done.
So that one's not yet done, even though it was on the lead transaction line yesterday?
That's correct.
What is still pending in the process?
The finish of the trade.
What's the last step that has to be made so it's done?
Guess it has to be finalized, Tom. I guess that would do it.
I'll sign off on it.
It's one of the key steps we've been waiting for. I'll make sure everybody knows that. And, yeah, can expedite it by a few minutes.
Why can't your boy just say, yeah, we're interested in him. We're trying to get a deal done?
That one I don't understand.
Well, what's the big hiding thing there?
I don't know, because everything was done. It was done. He was on the field. number 10 next to Brady in the locker room. He was on the field practicing. That one puzzles me. It must have been some stupid little...
Some little hitch.
Sentence, a little T that wasn't crossed and I wasn't dotted. I don't know. Even for him, that sounded quirky.
All right. Ben Roethlisberger talking about his guy Antonio Brown, basically walking on eggshells, not wanting to offend his superstar prima donna wide receiver. Says the young man's got to be smart with his social media and avoid the trolls.
You know what? It's the freedoms that we live in this country, right? We all get the opportunity to say and do things that we want to do. And so I don't do it. I think there's been times that I've told guys, hey, just try and be smart, you know, because isn't that the point of, they call them trolls or whatever, people that just sit behind a computer in their mom's basement or wherever they are trying to bait you into saying things. So I just think you have to be smart and rise above it at times.
All right, Big Ben going down for a loss against Fitzmagic and the Buccaneers on Monday night.
By the way, there's another story out today about Stormy Daniels and when she was with Trump, and then Ben Roethlisberger made her really feel uncomfortable. They were at the same hotel, and he was trying to get a good night kiss, and
yep.
You'll hear more about that.
That was in Tahoe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. He's making the rounds today.
Good luck with that.
Stormy Daniels, where do I know that name from?
She's a porn star. She also had an affair with Trump.
He's being sarcastic. He just hooked you in.
You never know with him.
The young millennial over there just played you. You're right. You're right. You never know. All right. This is funny. Aaron Rodgers. You would think quarterbacks would enjoy the benefits they get of these new rules where you can't touch them, can't hit their head, can't tackle them low, can't land on them, all that kind of stuff. Aaron Rodgers says, enough. It's too soft. Let us play. Take a listen.
There's a goal to limit these hits, but they're pretty obvious when you see them. You know, a guy picking somebody up and full weight on them. What do you say to Clay? You know, his head is out of it. His hand is on the ground. That's not roughing the passer. Same thing with Kendricks. You know, what do you say to him on that? I didn't get up off the ground thinking, where's the penalty? You know, I saw a late flag and couldn't believe there was a penalty on the play. But I'm a traditionist. You know, I've watched the game and loved the game for a long time. And some of the rules, I think, help. But some of the rules, you know, maybe are going the wrong direction. You know, I know they're trying to think about the you know, progress of the game and the safety and stuff, but it's still a collision sport, and those to me are not penalties on Clay or on Kendricks.
I mean, I said it earlier in case you missed it, but Al Riveron, the senior vice president of officiating, has got to be cringing and beside himself, home alone. He must be banging his head against the wall when he hears those comments, especially from someone like Aaron Rodgers.
The rules in place because of Aaron Rodgers.
I put myself out there. Put out videos every week trying to protect you, even though nobody knows what the videos are supposed to represent, but I'm trying, and then you go out and say, "Yeah,
yeah."
The rules—it's too much.
The rules in place because he broke his collarbone last year when he was driven into the ground.
Oh, would I love to have been a fly on the wall? Listen, when he heard that comment,
you know, there was another part of that soundbite that we didn't hear, but it wasn't. It was just before that. He says, "You know, it doesn't allow us to be tough anymore."
No,
are you kidding me? You're the quarterback. Nobody wants to see you be tough.
Tannehill's tough,
is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
John Gruden, the Raiders, getting ready to take on your Dolphins. Says the offensive scheme for the Dolphins is spread and wide open. Got to defend the entire field. This sounds like John Gruden on Monday Night Football analyzing a game. Let's take a listen.
And they spread the field. RPOs, a lot of running plays with built-in pass options. And they'll throw the ball to anybody. And Tannehill is as viable a ball carrier as Frank Gore is. You got to account for him. And Kenyon Drake is capable of making big runs. So they've got different styles of runners. They have a unique running game that's wide open. A lot of their passes are on running plays where they're throwing the built-in RPOs. So we got to defend the entire width of the field. And they have Kenny Stills and Parker, two guys that make you defend the field vertically.
All right, that was John Gruden. Get ready for your Dolphins
to say RPO.
Fins up.
Loves to say RPO. And also, did you catch what he said? That Ryan Tannehill is much of a force with a running game as Gore?
Yeah.
Please.
So he's going to have a spy on him all game?
What are you talking about? Tannehill outrushed the Jets last week.
He did. He had 82 yards, right?
Yeah. Yeah. 47,
Who had the 82?
Gore is the fourth leading rusher all time in the NFL. Don't disrespect Gore like that, saying Tannehill's equally good runner? Come on.
Raiders are in trouble this week.
You don't just, I'm telling you, man, the Rock, it's a tough environment.
Are you the only one that calls it the Rock?
That's going to catch on, I think, eventually.
Okay, I just want to make sure I didn't miss out. No,
he's the only one.
Okay. I just want to make sure I wasn't missing out on something.
I feel like it's a great name, though.
It is.
It's a great name, but you got to get that between University of Miami, between the U and the Dolphins. They got to get it to where it becomes a house of horrors to play in.
It is.
It has to become like it was for Notre Dame last year in Virginia Tech.
Dolphins undefeated at the Rock.
Every week it has to be that way.
I don't think Hard Rock is going to be.
It's not like the old Orange Bowl.
I don't think Hard Rock wants you calling it the Rock. I think they want you calling it Hard Rock. Paid a lot of money for that. They don't like you, Chris.
No, it's the Rock. I call it the Rock.
Well, it would apply more to the Miami Hurricanes and the Dolphins because The Rock used to play there for the U.
Yeah.
Dwayne Johnson, everybody.
I guess. You want to look at it that way?
That's how I'm looking at it. All right.
Thinking about going to a game later this year.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Which one?
I think I'm going to do it.
You going to Lions game?
No. I'm not going over there in October.
Well, I was going to say, when do you think you're going? If you don't go now to the Raiders, you got a kid on the
December.
Way. You got to.
I think I'm going to go watch the Pats game. Go over there and rub it in all those smug Patriots' faces when we beat you for a second year at the Rock.
Negative.
In the throwbacks.
Wow. I don't think your wife is letting you go once that second kid is around. You're locked in. You're Mr. TV boy.
I'm the captain of my own ship.
I don't think you are.
The lead of my own story.
Wow. Yeah, in your own mind.
You're the chef. You're the gallery.
Although
you're
did kick his pregnant wife out of the bedroom because she wanted to watch TV at 3 a.m., which
politely
seems reasonable
asked her
to me.
To leave.
That is unbelievable.
I would never have had the guts to do that. If my wife's 8 months pregnant, I'm going to pick up a pillow and a blanket, and I will leave.
She goes, I can't sleep. I go, well, I can.
Because she's 8 months pregnant. That's why she can't sleep.
Should have got up, made her some warm milk, maybe?
Yeah, you should have helped her out a little bit.
No, actually, I left the milk out the other night.
So it's ruined.
Oh, my God.
So it's ruined.
Sour milk.
Well, I threw it away.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Your son didn't accidentally come in and go drink it.
No, I threw it away.
Yeah.
And he drinks that almond milk, not real milk.
Almonds. I drink almond. That. It's good stuff. I drink everything. We buy different things all the time. All right. Coming up. Rick Hara, our business insider, will be with us. He'll have much insight onto the business side of sports.
Where he's headed tonight. He's always headed someplace.
Last couple times we've talked to him, he's been at major league events. I'm kind of curious to see if he's going to pop up from Cleveland tonight inside the owner's box up there.
He strikes me as a gentleman who would refer to it as the Rock as well.
Why don't you ask
him? Rick knows what's going on.
He's from Miami.
He knows what's going on.
In fact, he's a childhood Dolphins fan.
Guy's got
lifelong.
A good head on his shoulders.
Yeah. We'll see if he's going to catch this. All right. Well, maybe we can put in for a, whatchamacallit?
Question.
A question?
A what?
A patent.
A patent.
Put in a patent.
Oh, yeah.
Do it now before it catches on.
The Fitz magic at
patent.
The Rock.
Now it's the Rock. Exactly. All right, Rick Haro next. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN, online at 99.3ESPN.com. Sheeman and Shepherd.
I'm Craig Sheeman with Pete Shepherd on Southwest Florida Sports Leader 99.3 ESPN. So, yeah, Rick Haro joins us every Thursday, our business insider, our multi-million dollar friend who just hobnobs with all the elites of the world and frequently talks to us from owners' boxes at various NFL games on primetime nights. We presume, I wondered if he's going to the Browns game tonight. I don't know that for a fact. Chris just spoke to him, but just spoke to him in the air. He answered, and we got it. We got a hold of him on the airplane. That was that's a little unusual.
Sounds like a private jet. Probably shouldn't have been on the phone, but as a courtesy, got on the phone.
Yeah.
And now we're trying to hook up with him at some point. If nothing else, to find out where he's going.
Yeah. He did call me earlier. And normally we talked to him about 5 o'clock, and he asked me earlier, can we push it to 5:30? Because I may have a transportation situation, apparently, which is the flight, which isn't over yet. He says he's on approach. I'm surprised you got a hold of him. I mean, he's under 10,000 feet.
Well, he was on a private plane.
You know it was a private plane for sure?
Well, important people pick up for important people.
Okay. So he answered our phone. That's good.
Answered my phone call.
Wow.
Rick, it's the bees. Pick up.
That's right. That's how I
remember. Yo, RH, CB here. What's up, man?
CB.
Yeah. I like that. All right, so we don't know if we're going to talk to him or not.
CB?
But he did tell me he's going to the Bucks game on Monday Night Football to watch Fitzmagic.
So he's going to sit with the Glazer family on Monday night.
Yeah, he's just
He could do it. You know what? He should.
For those that don't know,
I got to talk to him about Manchester United then.
Why?
The Glazers own Manchester United as well.
That's true.
I mean, Bucks.
You know, I'd like to hear more about what they really feel about Jameis Winston. That could be some inside information.
Now, I've known Rick for about 18 years, and so where he really made his claim to fame, I guess, he was like the consultant on all of the NFL stadiums. Remember when they were getting new stadiums everywhere?
Yes.
And that's why every stadium's pretty decent nowadays. He was a consultant on every one of them.
Not every stadium.
Every new one.
Oakland does not have a new stadium.
Well, he hasn't done that one yet,
but
that's why they're moving.
Yeah.
But every stadium that's been new, when the Carolina Panthers needed a stadium, he was in on that.
What about the Tampa Bay possibility in Ybor?
I don't know about the baseball, but that's worthy of asking. Yeah, I'm sure he might be in on that for sure. So anyway, I don't know if we're going to get a chance to talk to him today or not, but that's fine. We're going to have to hook up some golf with him next week.
He's going. He's got to be. He wouldn't go to Cleveland. He's got better things to do. Right?
I don't know. I wouldn't put it past him to be on his way to the game tonight in Cleveland. That's just how he rolls, man. He's a hobnobber. He's everywhere.
Who hobnobs in Cleveland, though?
LeBron used to.
Well, not really. He'd leave Cleveland to go hobnob. He'd work in Cleveland.
When the Jake first opened up and they had the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame down the street over there, that city was booming more than it ever had been for quite some time. But now I hear it's kind of gone back to its...
I will tell you this.
Cleveland status.
When the clock hits zeros tonight and the Browns have their first win since Christmas Eve of 2016 and those Bud Light refrigerators open, there's going to be some hobnobbing. Free beer for everybody if they get their first win in 600 days or something like that, whatever
and
it was.
And what is that again? It's all the restaurants or all
not
the bars?
Not all of them. There's not just numerous select restaurants and establishments have a big old refrigerator full of Bud Light, and there's a timer on it, and it will unlock and open when the clock hits zero when the Browns finally get the first win. Already we're up to a couple of weeks now. They said once a month they will replace the beer so you don't get skunky beer. I mean, we're within a week of getting some skunky beer. September's almost over. It's time to replenish. I don't know.
Well, last time the Jets
it's time to win a football game.
Or that.
635 days?
Yeah.
By the way, tough to read 635 days. Your brain wants to see 365 days. Right.
You've been reading it all day very nicely on your updates.
Well, I missed the first one.
What'd you say?
I said 36635.
It happens.
Yeah.
It happens. I mean, you know, sometimes I get the phone number wrong on the show. 239-337 ESPN.
You know, it's funny because you're going to do it when you're going to start to give out your home phone number.
Yeah.
It's going to it's kind of like when everybody's done it.
Yeah.
When you call your teacher mom. And you get made fun of for a few days, and it passes. But I think everybody's done that. I did it third grade, I believe.
We have learned more about you and issues that you're having behind the scenes through your childhood, through the eyes of your son. And now I learned something else about you. Does she look like your mom?
No.
Was she pretty? This teacher of yours that you called mom?
Yes. Name was Miss Bechtel.
Bechtel.
At
wow.
Gateway.
Yeah.
Third grade.
Yeah.
Left halfway through the year.
Why?
There were rumors.
Rumors of what? Students driving her nuts or
no,
married?
There was a marriage involved.
But not hers?
No.
What year was this now? What grade would you win?
Third. Wait a minute. Let's dig deeper. Well, we gave her name. We can't give more details on the rumors. This was a long time ago, though.
Third grade. So I was, how old are you in third grade?
Nine.
So this is 99?
Yeah.
20 years ago.
I
feel like it had to have come out. Yeah, there was a rumor going around that she slept with one of the dads in our class.
Oh!
Yeah.
Wow.
Can't a man unwind?
So she left.
How about that?
Well, maybe he was single.
I don't think so. I think that's why it was
a
thing.
Were you friends with the child?
No, I learned this years later through a friend whose mom was really involved in like the PTA or something like that.
Yeah.
You know how all those moms talk.
Those PTA moms know everything. Yeah.
And they're at the – I'm starting to see the PTA moms every day at – even at preschool.
Right, because
you see the moms that are going to take over
so ridiculous.
That.
Are they the ones that have organized the snack deal? Because you have to bring in a snack
every
day.
No, that's the school. But I do in a couple weekends. We're having a pancake event at Ruby Tuesdays, of all places.
The whole class and the parents?
Or Applebee's, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
and I've been, volunteered to pass out pancakes.
You're going to be sitting there with a flipper?
To the
just
kids?
Doing
flapjacks, yeah.
Wait a minute, where's this at? Where's this at?
This is at, I believe it's going to be the Applebee's up in Fort Myers.
Can't the Applebee's employees flip the pancakes?
Well, my whole thing is why are we having a breakfast thing at an Applebee's? That seems...
Does Applebee's even have breakfast?
No, they don't.
They just let you use their kitchen as a charitable.
And I can't tell you the last time I went to an Applebee's. Long time.
It's been a while, but I have no problem with Applebee's.
I went to the one down here a few months ago, right down the street over here.
Yeah.
Really great TVs, I'll tell you that. It's not a bad place to go
it's
watch
It's all
the
about TVs for Pete Shepherd.
It's a good thing to say about a restaurant.
Good drink specials and good food.
If Pete can watch TV, he's locked in.
No,
man.
But it was a couple appetizers are really good and drink specials. They were good.
Like, are the Red Sox on? What's going on here?
That was during...
all right.
Yeah. You need some water?
Yeah, no. So we should have a poll next week when Thursday. Where is Rick? Rick, where's Waldo? Where's Rick?
That would be a poll.
We don't even know what part of the country is. He's not flying back to Florida, right? I mean, you don't think he got off?
I think he's flying to Cleveland, but I don't know. Thursday night game next week? I don't have it. Chris, do you have the schedule handy?
Yeah,
you're pretty good about whipping that up on your fingertips there. That could be a prediction because he is going to the Monday night game, Buccaneers and.
Yeah,
Steelers
he'll be hobnobbing, as you said.
And then Thursday, that's quick turnaround. Short week, as we say in the football biz. Oh, no.
Ooh.
It's
an excellent matchup.
Yeah, what do we have?
I don't want to undersell this, but this might be the greatest Thursday night matchup in the history of Thursday night. Any level of football.
Really?
Vikings?
Yeah.
At Rams.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh,
possible
two
NFC.
Good teams.
Oh.
That is a possible NFC championship.
Am I right or am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if Vikings have to travel to the West Coast, so they're going to lose the game.
It will be light when the game kicks off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Hmm.
Excellent.
Very, very interesting.
All right. I like that. Yeah. Yeah, 239. Instead of Matt Lauer, where in the world is Rick Harrow? Didn't they used to do that Matt Lauer feature? Of course, they don't do anything with Matt Lauer now. He's been banished.
And the NFL does not have a great competition tonight, college football-wise, because Temple is home to Tulsa. But there are some much better college football Thursday night games on the roster coming up. And tomorrow night might be one of the most entertaining games of the weekend, really, starting tomorrow night.
Yes.
With FAU at UCF. That should be an extremely entertaining game. That people are going to be here rocking in Orlando tomorrow night.
UCF without Demetrius Mays.
Yes.
Little, well, he was arrested.
For what?
Rape charge.
Yeah.
He's a freshman, isn't he?
Yeah.
Freshman linebacker. Yeah, that's horrible news. So anyway, but no, I'm looking forward to that that game. Lane Kiffin and his fake quotes, his fake bulletin board material, putting quotes that kids didn't say on their pictures.
That's fantastic.
Putting it in the locker room to fire up the troops, getting them ready to play. It's all good.
So he learned a thing or two from his time in Alabama.
Is that how you guys roll in Alabama? You take fake quotes and put it over like an Auburn running back's picture and say, I'm going to kill this defense. And even though he never said that. Did you guys do that at Alabama?
What do you think keeps the edge around there?
I don't know. Five-star recruits.
Oh, yeah. That has
$1,000 handshakes.
Oh, a lot of those.
Yeah.
A lot of those going on.
Yeah.
How about Auburn wide receiver Nate Craig Myers is going to transfer? He's been starting, right, the last 3 weeks?
Why is he transferring?
Why is he transferring? What's the problem?
It's obviously an issue there.
They lose one game at the Horn and he's out?
Yeah.
So he's played three games, so he can redshirt this year.
Yeah, this is a redshirt decision.
Yeah. Only 22 catches for 394 yards and four scores. This season he caught only two passes for 39 yards after starting every game for the Tigers this year. Let's see.
So he can sit out the rest of the year, redshirt, and he doesn't lose a year of eligibility. So
out of Tampa Catholic, by the way.
There you go.
He signed with Auburn over Alabama and North Carolina.
Yeah, he's got character issues then right there.
Wow.
He's the second offensive player to leave the Auburn program this week as senior tight end Jalen Harris announced his intention to leave.
What is
yesterday.
Going on?
But why? I mean, senior tight end, where you go? I mean, what are you going to do?
A senior tight end? Yeah.
Jalen Harris is leaving.
Can't be a lot of demand for that. Did you see that Ryan Day, who already makes $1 million a year as an assistant at Ohio State, they basically, so Urban Meyer lost out $600,000 for being suspended for three games. They gave Ryan Day an extra $487,000 bonus and still saved a little money on the side. How about that? Of course, they spent $500,000 on an investigation that went nowhere, nor did it look at texts on cell phones.
Well,
but that's another story.
It was an independent investigation. The school really had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, it was semi-independent. There were three board of trustees right there on
But that's what they said. They said it was an independent investigation.
I think that was a misnomer.
By the school, into the school. Hmm.
Ralph Lauren, I'm looking at a picture at Yankee Stadium. He is in Yankee uniform. I believe he's throwing out the first pitch tonight, and this is disturbing.
Why?
It's just, look at this picture.
Right, ooh, you want to get really disturbed about this game tonight, Pete?
Yeah.
I like the Red Sox tonight. They're not getting swept.
Well, during the fourth inning of tonight's game, Red Sox announcer Joe Castiglione will join Susan Waldman in the WFAN booth, while Yankees play-by-play man John Sterling will join Tim Neverett in the EEI booth.
Oh, my God, there's Roger Clemens. He's coming back, everybody.
That's my Susan Waldman impression.
I cannot tell you how much fun we made. If you Google our state back in Boston and Google that, Susan Waldman and / WEEI, you will laugh your head off. The worst was when Joe Torre resigned at the end of the year. Oh my God, she was crying and bawling, and that is one of. We did a whole bit about it, obviously, and we all know Susan. Susan was from Massachusetts, and she was also very good in Broadway, by the way, but.
Really?
We let her have it, man. It was over the top.
You guys are mean.
Ridiculous. Yeah. Oh, no, we were just realistic.
Misogynist, making fun of a lady.
It was funny as hell.
A lot of respect for Broadway.
Do you?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How many Broadway plays have you seen? Musicals, whatever.
At least three.
Yeah. I've never seen Broadway.
You haven't?
No.
Oh, you'd like it.
Yeah, I've seen four.
Yeah?
Four. I've seen Lion King twice.
Actually, I just saw Lion King's coming to FSW.
Is it?
I want to say April.
Now,
I think I saw
now
the
you know what
April.
Else is coming in 2020. I will have tickets to this.
What?
Hamilton.
Oh, really?
Where?
Oh, yeah.
What are they going to do? Jermaine/Hertz? Or are they going to be over
Where did I see? I think it was at Barber B. Mann.
Oh, really?
I think so.
That's where Lion King is coming.
Yeah.
I think in April.
And next week we'll have tickets to the Pete Rose event at Barber B. Mann, by the way.
Okay.
41-92, an evening with Pete Rose live.
He's not in great health right now, let's be honest.
I've brought it up. He's still planning on being here.
Good.
So,
excellent.
All right.
We'll have tickets to that next week.
It's because he's Pete Rose, Charlie Hustle. That's why he's still going to be here. All right, what you got coming up next? Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN.
time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Scheman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Now, it's Scheman and Shepherd.
All right, here's what I got on this date in history, September 20th. By the way, is tomorrow like the first day of fall? Yeah. Today. Okay, yeah. Tomorrow. Back in 1973, you know, back when Kiss reigned supreme, yeah. It was one of the greatest rock and roll bands of all time.
First year of the DH.
Overrated. Billie Jean King defeated Bobby Riggs on this day. Battle of the Sexes.
At the Astrodome.
Yeah, there you go. And big, big victory, considered a milestone for women's tennis back in the day. All right, Pete Shepherd, what you got?
Well, I'll update you on the poll. Who you got tonight? Over 200 votes in Jets or Browns. By over 2-1, the Cleveland Browns, 69%.
Wow. That's pretty good.
Wow. 69% picking the Cleveland Browns.
That's it. So the streak ends tonight.
Not sure about that.
All right, Chris, what you got?
Remember that guy who drove across the Field of Dreams?
Yeah, that jerk.
21-year-old Austin Pape, he's admitted to it. Could face up to 5 years in prison and a $7,500 fine.
Yeah, they should make him personally resod that field. That's what they should do.
They should.
Yeah. Hard labor. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Well, not the biggest fan of the movie, but I can appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely.
I can appreciate it. It really pulls on the nostalgia part of what baseball brings to the table.
Yep. No doubt. All right. You did talk to our friend Rick Haro in the break.
Yes, he was landing in Cleveland.
He is going to the game tonight.
Unbelievable.
He's probably awesome. Sitting with, I didn't ask him, but he's probably sitting with Jimmy Haslam.
Yeah.
Haslam, Dorsey.
It was somebody. Yeah. Right. And then we'll talk to him on Monday. He'll be up in Tampa at Ray J for the Steelers-Bucks game. So we'll talk to him on Monday in the 5 o'clock hour from Raymond James Stadium, probably the owner's box.
When I retire, I want to be him.
And he'll have the scoop on the 4-1 on Winston, the whole scenario with the players. He'll be sitting next to them.
That'll be fantastic. All right, Spain and Fitz coming up next. What we got later on tonight? We got
Field Yates in for Sarah Spain tonight. So Field and Fitz.
Then we got football. Jets-Cleveland.
Jets-Cleveland.
All right, looking forward to it. Oh, I'll be on first and last again tomorrow morning. So nice. I got to get up like in an hour. All right, for Chris and for Pete Shepherd, I'm Craig Scheman. Thanks for listening. Have yourself a great night. Enjoy the game. We'll talk to you tomorrow. And God bless America.
Go Jets!